Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. So Jesus has just finished delivering the Lord's Prayer. And in the Lord's Prayer, it says, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." Well, after the Lord's Prayer, Jesus goes on and he says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." This is pretty strong, isn't it? I mean, this is one of those where it kind of wakes you up. It brings you to attention. Like, what did he just say? Yeah, he said it. He said, if we don't forgive others, we will not be forgiven. You know, when you stop and you think about it, you think, if God is who he says he is, if God is one who is merciful and long-suffering and not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of the truth. You know, we see scripture after scripture after scripture where God calls. Yes, man refuses, but God calls. You know, he's already paid the price for us. He's paid for our sins. You know, he came down and took our sins upon him. And you know, whenever I am struggling with not forgiving someone or bitterness for something that someone has done is wrong to me, I just think about what Jesus did and how he took our sin upon the cross. And I think about the mercy and the grace and the love. And I'm reminded, and I think, he was forgiven much, loves much. And I think even if maybe whatever particular thing that person has done to me, I think, you know what? But what if I had been raised as they were? What if I had been through what they had been through? What if I didn't know Jesus? What if Jesus hadn't saved me and pulled me out of a miry pit and set my feet upon a rock? What if he hadn't? Where would I be? And when you start thinking about that, you think about what you're thankful for, what God has saved you from, and the mistakes I've made that he's forgiven me for, and the mistakes I could have made had he not been there for me, then forgiveness just comes flowing out. And the reality is, if we don't forgive, then we won't be forgiven. Because the reality is, we can't be. It's not possible. Because the very one who came to shed his blood, who came to be not to be served, but to serve, the very one who did that for us, who we say is living in our hearts, it is not possible. From what I understand, from what I'm reading here, it seems pretty simple. It's just not possible that we could be forgiven and have him dwelling inside of us if we're not willing to forgive. And that's why it just breaks my heart to see the ugliness in our country, to see the hatred, to see the violence, to see what we're seeing across this country. It breaks my heart. Now I'm thankful for all the great things that are happening too, right? And the acts of love and service. And there's so many great things, but we also know that there's people that are hurting. And so may God help us to be the one who loves. They will know us by our love. If we love, we will forgive. And if we forgive, we shall be forgiven. Amen. And remember this, if we don't forgive, if I don't forgive, it's like, I love this saying you've probably heard. It's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It's not only gonna kill us in this life, but it will kill us in the next. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. So now, Father, I just ask that you would please help us find forgiveness. Father, forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And Father, we ask you to forgive us for any hatred that we've had. Forgive us for any unloving thought that we've had, Father. And I pray that, I know there are people who have been through just unspeakable things, unspeakable pain. Father, they've gone through things we don't even want to speak of. Father, and yet I pray that you would give them forgiveness. Father, that that they could be like Jesus on the cross. Forgive them, for they know not what they've done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, if this podcast has encouraged you, you can download it on iTunes. It's Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or go to my blog, beacatalyst.com. God bless, and go out there and have a super, ultra, awesome, fantastic day.